The Florida Constitution guarantees the right to access records of official government business and meetings. It's the nonprofit First Amendment Foundation's mission to protect that right. Foundation President Barbara Peterson says government transparency doesn't benefit one political party or ideology over another.
It doesn't matter your politics. It doesn't matter your issues. The environmentalists, the Tea Party Nation, the League of Women Voters, everybody needs access to good government information, and the only way we can get that is through our open government laws.
Her group is keeping its eye on the bills filed so far this session.
Any bill that affects open government in any way, whether making it worse, making better, most of them make it worse.
She says the worst of the worst so far is a bill filed by Republican Representative Holly Rauschein of Key West. It would make the financial records of companies that are bidding on state contracts exempt from public record. Peterson says the public should be able to verify these things for themselves.
We want to make sure that government is entering into contracts with financially sound companies, and we would not have the opportunity to make that determination independently if these records are exempt from public disclosure.
But Rauschein says she wants to increase the size of the applicant pool when the government is looking for a new bridge builder or road paver. She's afraid that requiring financial information to be public is scaring off potential bidders.
I just think it may keep really qualified companies, the best of the best, from contracting with the state because they don't want their innards, so to speak, all blazoned over the public waves.
Rauschein says companies' records will become public as soon as they win a contract anyway, so there's no reason to let competitors know each other's finances. She says she's still taking input on the measure, and the bill hasn't been slated for a committee hearing. First Amendment Foundation's Peterson says a couple of other bills are raising red flags, too. One is a measure that would exempt registered voters' email addresses from public record. She says that one's a slippery slope.
There have been attempts in the past to create an exemption for all email addresses held by a government agency. So email addresses can be critically important to see who is corresponding with whom.
And another would exempt law enforcement officers' spouses' names from public record. On the other hand, some bills would make government more open, she says. One would guarantee a member of the public the right to speak at public meetings. Another requires school boards to meet in the evening to make it possible for the highest number of parents to attend. Finally, there's the bill Peterson is calling, quote, phenomenally wonderful. It's sponsored by Senator Eleanor Sobel and Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez, and it would shine more light on economic incentives the state pays companies to relocate to Florida.
There's not enough transparency related to these programs. And that's extremely important because if we're going to have these as development strategies, we need to know what our return on investment is.
Rodriguez is proposing that the state come up with better metrics to measure whether companies are creating the jobs or economic growth that they promise when they accept grants, rebates, or tax breaks, and their progress would be tracked publicly in real time online. The bill also puts the details of the state's deals with private companies into public record automatically unless the company can justify why it's sensitive information that should be kept secret. He says that means businesses who aren't getting incentives would be able to check on their competitors who are and see what they're doing to create jobs. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.